We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita Police investigating a homicide. We've got the story.
Woman killed in accident in northwest Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. It's a quiet start to the morning for us, but a frontal boundary will start moving south, and that will trigger some thunderstorms later on overnight. Our complete forecast here in just minutes.
Mexico says it's deploying thousands of troops to both its southern and northern borders to check the flow of migrants from Central America.
As President Trump was threatening to hit Mexico with tariffs, a deal was reached for Mexico to send 6,500 of its National Guard troops to its southern border, the idea to keep Central American migrants from making their way through to the U.S. But the country's defense chief says in addition to those forces, they've sent 15,000 troops to its northern border with the U.S. The AFP news agency reports Defense Secretary Luis Sandoval says we simply detain them and turn them over to the Mexican immigration authorities. Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
More today on Wichita's latest homicide case. 35-year-old Justin Green shot and killed early Saturday evening in North Wichita. Police Captain Brent Allred says this happened in a parking lot east of 17th and Grove.
The investigation revealed that a disturbance has occurred between multiple individuals at a family gathering at this location. Multiple shots were fired, multiple people were involved, and those three individuals were struck by gunfire. This was not a random incident.
Green was not a gang member. However, some gang members were involved with this shooting. Two other men at the gathering were shot and survived. 25-year-old man showed up at a hospital with a gunshot wound Saturday. Then early Monday morning, police located a 22-year-old man in northwest Wichita near 21st and West Street with multiple gunshot wounds. He was hospitalized in serious condition. This is Wichita's 14th criminal homicide case of the year.
A woman died in a traffic accident in northwest Wichita.
Wichita Police Department has identified the victim in Sunday's fatality accident as 43-year-old Erica Jeremal. At approximately 12 p.m. on Sunday, officers responded to an injury accident at 34th Street North and Ridge Road involving a 2015 gray Jeep Wrangler and a 2009 gray Audi A4.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says the victim in the Audi turned left in front of a northbound Jeep on Ridge. The Jeep slammed into the driver's side of the Audi, injuring the driver, her 10-year-old daughter, and another 10-year-old girl in the car. A person at the scene began life-saving techniques, but the victim was hospitalized and died from her injuries. This is the 14th victim to die in a traffic accident on Wichita streets this year.
Kansas will allow transgender people to change their birth certificates so the documents reflect their gender identities under a legal settlement that LGBTQ rights advocates announced Monday.
The agreement ends a federal lawsuit filed in October by four transgender individuals and the Kansas Statewide Transgender Education Project against officials at the State Department for Health and Environment, which issues birth certificates. U.S. District Judge Daniel Crabtree issued an order Friday to make the agreement binding. The agreement reverses a policy imposed under conservative Republican Governor Sam Brownback that gave Kansas among the toughest rules in the nation for changing a gender on a birth certificate. Lambda Legal, a national LGBTQ rights group that represented the individuals and groups suing Kansas, said only Ohio and Tennessee have similar policies in place and that they're being challenged in court, too. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
As the U.S. hits Iran with new sanctions following the shooting down of an American drone, Trump administration officials consult with allies overseas.
President Trump's point man on Iran, Special Representative Brian Hook, is touring Middle Eastern countries including Saudi Arabia and Oman before heading to Europe. Hook saying the U.S. wants other countries to help increase security at sea amid tensions between the U.S. and Iran in and around the Strait of Hormuz, a key waterway for transporting oil. Hook saying discussions will be held at this weekend's G20 summit in Japan. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The top Senate Republican is meeting with 9/11 first responders after facing criticism about a victim's compensation fund.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is scheduled to meet today with 9/11 first responders advocating for a permanent solution to a depleting victim's compensation fund.
We've never left the 9/11 victims behind, and we won't again.
Last week, McConnell responded to criticism he wasn't serious about providing assistance. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer wants McConnell to leave the meeting with a commitment.
These families have waited too long. There's been too much delay. We've had to nickel and dime things.
The House is expected to pass a long-term extension of the 9/11 compensation fund in the coming weeks. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Late night baseball for the Kansas City Royals last night, and we'll chronicle that coming up in sports.
A man arrested after fleeing a traffic stop in southeast Wichita. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted at 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Two men fled from police after a traffic stop in southeast Wichita early Sunday. The driver in a black Nissan Maxima sped away from police, driving into a neighborhood a couple of blocks north of Kellogg and Oliver. The driver got out of the car, left it in reverse, and it hit a Wichita police car, causing minor damage. Officer Charlie Davidson says the driver, armed with a handgun, tried to run away, but he was soon taken into custody.
The Wichita Police Department has arrested 31-year-old John Warner of Wichita on charges of felon in possession of a firearm, obstruct arrest, possession of marijuana, hit and run, traffic charges, and arrest and detain order through Kansas Department of Corrections.
A man in the backseat of the car also ran away, and he remains on the loose. Federal prison time for two Texas gun thieves.
36-year-old Raynard Hunt and 29-year-old Keith Lowe were sentenced to 8 and 6 years, respectively, without parole for the part they played in the theft of more than 600 guns. The pair were among six men charged in the October 2017 heist. The shipment of handguns and shotguns were stolen from UPS trailers in Springfield, Missouri. They were being shipped from the Beretta Firearms Company to Bass Pro Shops in Missouri. In addition to hard time, the two men must pay more than $200,000 in restitution. On the downside, prosecutors say that as of last month, only 73 of the 654 guns stolen have been recovered. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Researchers have determined that many women who go on dates with men are not really interested in the guy.
Guys, if she says yes when you ask her out, she may just be in it for the food. That according to a new study that concludes that about a third of women have dated men for a free meal. Researchers at Azusa Pacific University and UC Merced concluding that the women in question aren't romantically attracted to the men at all. They've dubbed the practice a foodie call. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Hey, this explains that new cologne of yours. It smells like meatloaf. 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
I don't even know what that means.
Got a traffic accident eastbound on Kellogg at Webb Road. Watch for a slowdown there. We also have a report of a traffic hazard, tree branch in the roadway, and this is on the ramp from southbound I-135 to eastbound Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm and humid start to the day, it's going to be sunny, hot, and breezy this afternoon. Our high near 90. Now, late tonight, some thunderstorms will likely move in from the north. Our low 68. And a few may stick around through early Wednesday. Tomorrow, breezy and 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, we have a south wind at 12 miles per hour and 66 degrees. Coming up on 8:12 now, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock, and SpaceX has fired off a rocket during the night. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is with us this morning. Talk a little bit more about this. Good morning, Eben. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
Many of us, I think, but I'm not terribly familiar with SpaceX. Can you talk to us a little bit about SpaceX and what they do and what they did last night?
Oh, well, SpaceX is a private company that is operated by or started by Elon Musk, which is a space transportation company. It has devised its own rockets and has spearheaded the idea of reusable rockets. And is allowing access to space at a much more economical rate. They are one of the providers for NASA for commercial cargo transport to the International Space Station, and soon will be transporting astronauts as well. Last night's rocket launch, the first is the first that SpaceX has been able to do for the military, which is a part of the business that SpaceX has been pining after for a very long time. What they did last night was bring up a bunch of satellites for the Department of Defense, as well as NOAA and other private satellites, and using their reusable rockets. So it's a significant step for SpaceX. And for the military, this might be a proving ground for them that it's okay to use these reusable rockets. And for SpaceX, it means they could win some business away from some of the more legacy launching companies like Boeing and the like, especially if they can offer the service at a much cheaper rate.
My understanding is, watching over the years, is that a rocket, after you fire and whatever it does, and this one's going to have 24 research satellites, as you mentioned, it's going to deploy. After that, don't they just fall to the earth or fall to the into the ocean? What happens to how can we reuse these rockets?
SpaceX actually has a way that their rockets, and in the case of the Falcon Heavy, which launched last night, the side rockets, the boosters, propel themselves back downward to planet Earth and land right back at the launch pad facing up. In some cases, they can land on barges out to sea. And in some cases, they don't make it to the barge and they land, crash into the ocean, and they're able to retrieve them and even sometimes salvage them. So by and large, they are able to reuse their components, which is a great cost savings to their clients, which more often than not is some kind of government entity that's seeking to get into space.
That's quite a story. It sounds like this private company has been doing some great things when it comes to space. I've seen a little bit of it, but thank you for the information. I didn't really know much about it, but that's interesting. I grew up in a space time when the first thing we had was a guy who was launched into space and went about 4 miles, and they took him out of the ocean. And this is pretty good, pretty new to me, but it looks like SpaceX has got their eye on the ball on this thing.
Well, SpaceX is one of them. Blue Origin, which is owned by Jeff Bezos, is another. There are other companies that are coming up with new and innovative ways to reach space and to operate in space and beyond. A number of companies that have already have working prototypes for lunar spacecraft, and they might be assisting NASA on the lunar return that's slated for 2024. So there's a bunch of new technology and newer companies out there that are really pushing this forward. They're providing some very high-paying, high-tech jobs on the east coast of Florida, where a lot of this is based, but also in other parts of the country where there is a space sector nexus, like in Texas and in California. SpaceX is really at the forefront of it. They're one of the companies that really spawned this new resurgence in private sector aerospace.
Exciting. Okay. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, SpaceX. I didn't know all that was going on, and so we're learning something today about the SpaceX launch overnight. 8:16 with Steve and Ted. This is June 25th, 2019. Just want to talk about the Korean War broke out in the States in 1950 as North Korea and the Communist North invaded the South. And, of course, we had a military presence there. It wasn't much the U.S., but we got pushed right back almost off the peninsula until we regained our footing along with the United Nations and were able to send a good force in there under General MacArthur and then started winning back as we went north and winning back the territory. And then, of course, as you know, there was a stalemate, and it's been that way almost since 1950. So, what's about 1952 is when they finally called a halt to hostilities. But Korea's been kind of a sore spot with us over the years. Some very, very brave people sacrificed their lives and served in the military in Korea. Above all, I talk about the Marines a lot and the Chosin Reservoir, which the Marines were surrounded by. And if you ever read anything about Chosin, the temperature was 50 below zero for several days, and these guys were trapped up there. It is quite a story. But the Korean War on this date in 1950 broke out. All right, 8:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. And, Ted, we just concluded, I guess that's got to be the most exciting finish to the Wichita Open Golf Tournament ever. Really an interesting finish.
Yeah, we got
a tournament.
Had a big finish yesterday morning. Two guys left in a playoff hole situation. Brian Bigley and Henrik Norlander. They both parred their first playoff hole yesterday morning, and then Norlander parred his next hole, but Bigley wasn't even able to match that. He bogeyed, and Henrik Norlander wins the Wichita Open Golf Tournament, 30th annual version, his second win on the tour. He gets $112,000, and he's got enough points now to get back to the PGA Tour. So Henrik Norlander certainly got a big win yesterday at the Wichita Open, as that is wrapped up for the 30th consecutive season. Women's soccer, World Cup over in France. Round of 16 action yesterday afternoon. United States over Spain, 2-1. Team USA now moves on to the quarterfinals Friday afternoon, taking on the host nation, France. Only eight teams left. Major League Baseball last night, a late one in Cleveland between the Tribe and the Royals, as the Royals couldn't get much offense going, but they had it tied 2-2, so we went into extra innings last night as the Indians were looking to close things out in the bottom of the 10th inning. It was a long night that featured nearly 2.5 hours worth of rain delays, so it was after midnight in Cleveland, as you heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Here's the 1-0. Swung on, belted deep to right field, and gone into the seats. Jason Kipnis walks it off with his third hit of the game. This one a leadoff home run in the bottom of the 10th, and the Indians win it 3-2.
Well, that'll do it. The Indians are the best team in the league in the month of June, and they just added another win last night. The Royals have struggled of late in Cleveland. They'll try it again tonight on the shores of Lake Erie. Royals and the Tribe at 6 o'clock tonight. You can listen to that game live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Grayson Genesta. He is in Double-A with the Atlanta Braves. He was on base three times last night. Got a .307 on-base percentage this season. Former Shocker Grayson Genesta. He's in Double-A with the Braves. A happy birthday today to one of the great football players ever to come out of Wichita, Kansas. Curtis McClinton is 80 years old today. He is still, of course, he went to Wichita North High School. Right. Born in Oklahoma. Went to Wichita North High School, played for the Redskins, then went to college at KU, a massive All-American for the Jayhawks, and he's in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Went on to the pros, too. Halfback for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was the first AFL player to score a Super Bowl touchdown in Super Bowl I, Chiefs and the Packers. Of course, by the time Super Bowl IV rolled around a few years later, he was a backup tight end with the Chiefs, got a Super Bowl ring with the Chiefs. He was the AFL Rookie of the Year, one of the dominating players in the American Football League throughout the 1960s. Curtis McClinton, 50 years later, nearly 60 years later, he is still the sixth all-time rusher in Chiefs football history. So one of Wichita's all-time greats out of the City League, Curtis McClinton, and he's got a milestone birthday today. He is 80 years old today.
Running backs from Wichita North, Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders, his brother Byron.
Byron, and Kurt McClinton. And I'm thinking of one other that played in the pros back back in the 70s or 80s. I can't remember the guy's name, but they've had several really good running backs come out of Wichita North over the years. I mean, great running backs. When they, renovated Wichita North. My daughter and son both went to school there, and we went to visit that, Shelly, Stacy, and I, and the kids, several years ago. And Curtis McClinton was there, and I got to meet him. I got to shake his hand and get my picture taken with him. I think I've got a picture of him and me and Luke, my grandson, who's, 16 now, and he was about 3 at the time. But just walked up to him and just shook his hand. He was just as nice as he could be. Terrific guy. Like to have representatives like that.
Of course.
From Wichita.
I think I asked Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, one time. I said, why isn't Curtis McClinton in the Hall of Fame?
Big Hall of Fame? Yeah.
I think he said, that's a great question.
Well,
he was a dominating player in the AFL throughout the 1960s.
Yeah, why
but
not?
He's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Hmm. All right.
Maybe should be.
Maybe they better be quick and do something about
well,
that.
Well, no kidding.
All right, Ted. 8:22 now here with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. We're going to talk about Trump and Iran. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.